From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Two seed-to-sale tracking systems could be used to monitor Humboldt County cannabis businesses. The county's already using a track-and-trace system, but the state has a different system done by a company called Metric. It's not yet clear how the two systems will work alongside each other. Just the same, cannabis businesses licensed by the state and permitted in Humboldt County have to take part in both tracking programs. Training is underway on how to use the new systems, including one that was held in Eureka earlier in the month. As a result of the Equifax breach, California's Attorney General is reminding residents in Humboldt County and around the state that the deadline to sign up for free credit monitoring is Wednesday. In September, Equifax, one of the nation's three major credit reporting agencies, announced that it had suffered a massive data breach, which affected 145 million Americans and more than 15 million Californians. According to Equifax, the breach lasted from mid-May through July and compromised names, social security numbers, birth dates, addresses, and in some instances, driver's license numbers. You can visit EquifaxSecurity2017.com to find out more. Of all the food you buy for your household, how much do you think you use and what percentage do you think ends up in the trash either unused or unfinished? A Humboldt State University survey is trying to get a handle on household food waste in Arcata. They're asking residents to take a brief survey as one grad student at the school searches for answers about the residential food waste system in Arcata. The survey is available at SurveyPlanet. Humboldt State University has named an acting head football coach in the wake of former head coach Rob Smith's departure. Interim athletic director Duncan Robbins is announcing that offensive line coach Corey White has been promoted to interim head coach. White coached Humboldt's offensive line during the 2016-2017 seasons. He'll take control while a search committee launches an effort to find a permanent replacement. Robbins says they hope to have a permanent new head coach in place before next season, but it's possible White may still be in the role come September. The Eureka Waterfront Trail celebration is happening on February 10th. Construction of the Waterfront Trail is now complete, 6.3 miles from one end to the other, and the completion of that work is prompting an event at the Warfinger Building. You can get a sneak peek at the trail amenities to be installed between now and September. Also, a special premiere of the documentary which tells the history of the trail, entitled Battle for the Eureka Waterfront Trail, will be shown that night. There's a social hour scheduled from 4 to 5 p.m., and the documentary screening happens from 5 to 7, again on February 10th. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.